AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In her first interview since the Democratic nomination, Vice President Kamala Harris making her case on CNN.
Ours is a fight for the future. And it is a fight for freedom. Like the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
And it seems that former President Trump is softening his stance on abortion, at least in his home state of Florida, telling NBC News he's not for the current ban on abortions after just 6 weeks.
Well, I think the 6 week is too short. It has to be more time.
And Trump now saying he supports mandating insurance companies pay for IVF procedures. Three Dallas cops shot by a suspect overnight. At least one of the officers did not survive. Dallas police are saying that the suspect was fatally shot by officers about 25 miles north of the city after a road chase. This is ABC News. Worries that bird flu may have spread to dairy cows in California, but health officials say the milk supply is not in danger. New warnings about a chess game and the dangers it could pose to kids.
Magnetic chess games sold by a China-based seller, Jomo, contain magnets that do not comply with U.S. federal safety regulations. That from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. It says children could swallow the loose magnets, causing injury or death. It issued a warning, but the company hasn't agreed to a recall, says the commission, which urges people to stop using the game and throw it away immediately.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. And the school year starting at a high school just outside Philadelphia with a buzz.
There could be up to 40 to 60,000 bees in that cavity. So it's going to be interesting.
Tom Schneider heads up facilities at the North Penn School District. The bees finding a home in several classrooms. A beekeeper will spend the Labor Day weekend moving them out. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsinites have died from West Nile virus, and the Department of Health Services confirms another is in the hospital. The three people affected are from Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Our rainy summer created paradise for mosquitoes, so do whatever you can to avoid being bitten. And Governor Tony Evers' changes to the state's spending on schools happen all through line item veto. In Wisconsin, the governor can simply cross out any parts of a bill that's been passed by the legislature, sign it, and it becomes law without all the parts that have been crossed out. So in 2023, he took the Republican-authored state budget and crossed out this and that, ending in an extra $325 more per student for the next 400 years. A conservative advocacy group filed a lawsuit saying he exceeded his authority when he did that. But this week, a Dane County judge said Evers' changes to the law were totally legal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the key was getting production with two outs.
We didn't add on a couple times today that I thought we had some opportunities. But all the damage we did was with two outs, right? Again, you know, like two outs, nobody on. And just a simple little walk.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets and our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways, is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends and staff.
More. Wait. Okay, there we go. There. Right. I'm just jotting this stuff down again. Yeah, okay. I lost the other sheet. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and it is a kind of a cloudy, overcast day.
It is.
On the cooler side, but still incredibly humid. I know the dew points are right up there. We'll ask Brittany about that.
We'll get to the dew points coming up. But yes. 7 minutes past the hour, we had some showers and storms overnight.
Yes.
Huge. And we may be in for more of that a little bit later on today. Right now, 73 degrees, high near 84. We welcome Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director, into the studios. Good morning,
guys.
Terry.
Hi.
You ready for Labor Day holiday weekend? You got big plans?
I don't
going
have
anywhere?
Big plans, pretty low-key plans,
yeah.
But that's fine.
You've been
busy enough.
Yeah, you've been really busy.
Time for R&R.
Well, what's the big story today?
The big story, unfortunately, West Nile virus. Two people in Wisconsin are dead, a third hospitalized, and now I'm seeing reports of a person in northeast Illinois. Has died of West Nile.
Wow.
So it's something serious, mosquito-borne illness. Mm-hmm. Weather should be pretty nice. This weekend, a lot of people will be out, so you want to be careful about that. The thing with West Nile is most people who get it don't have any symptoms.
Yes.
But the people who get symptoms can get it pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it can be even fatal in some cases, so you want to be careful.
Some of the deaths that did take place were senior citizens.
Yeah.
Older. So they were more susceptible to not being able to fight that disease. What I found out is that you can't get it again if you have it. My wife and I were talking about that, and because a lot of it doesn't, like you just mentioned, there are no symptoms at all. So you may have had it, and no symptoms.
Oh yeah, sure.
And so there's no way you're going to get it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people don't have the symptoms, but some people do get the symptoms. And the symptoms are fever, headache, body aches, vomiting, diarrhea, or a rash.
Yeah.
So if you get any of those, you might have it. And what? Is there anything you can do about it? Just write it out, huh?
Just write it out. Yeah. Wow. There's nothing, no inoculation.
Viruses are tough that way.
Yeah.
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 And it's all due to the mosquitoes, and those are probably that population. I guess the Wisconsin mosquito is
a perfect carrier for this disease.
Oh, wow.
For the virus. So
right.
Well, another thing on that to happy have to worry note. About.
Yeah. I'm just a ray of sunshine. I know yeah. that.
I know. Well, fine, I really appreciate that. Next time you come in here, bring a mask.
Well,
pass
very
them
good.
Out.
Thank right. you, Terry. Thanks, appreciate it. Have a good day. Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director.
Yep.
9 minutes past the hour. 608-879-8255 is our number. You can call us there. You can text us there. 608-879-8255.
All right. The big story for us today yeah. is something that it's even hard to believe that a candidate for president yeah. would have done something this outrageous this and is, this pathetic.
It's just over the
And
top.
We're not even talking about the Arlington Cemetery debacle. I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for that. But Trump reposted an oral sex meme, and it is...
On his Truth Social?
On his Truth Social. And it's hard for me to describe this, so I'm going to let Anderson Cooper do it for me. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Let's go to cut 187 here.
A former president of the United States who wants to be the next president is now directly spreading the slogans of the conspiracy cult QAnon, as well as posting a crude, sexist, and misogynistic slur online. Reposting, to be precise, which means he didn't come up with it himself, but liked it so much that he wanted the rest of the world to see it. He did not look at this stuff, chuckle silently to himself, if that's what he would do, and move on. Instead, he wanted to give it the stamp of approval of the 45th and perhaps the 47th president of the United States. And then there is this, a photo of Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. The caption, which I'm not going to read out, is demeaning of both women and contains a vulgar reference to oral sex acts. Now, remember, again, this is the Republican candidate for president and the 45th president of the United States talking about two women who, no matter what you think of their politics, are two of the most accomplished women in American political history. This is what he chose to amplify, which, as extreme as it is not exactly out of character when it comes to him and women.
I've kind of reworded a little bit here.
Yeah.
What was written on there is funny how oral favors impacted both their careers differently.
Mm. Yeah.
It's you know, I've heard this so many times on the right. The megas oftentimes bring this up. They act like these oral favors are the way mm-hmm. that women can get to the top if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they value a woman's opinion or expertise or judgment. This is how they treat them. Yeah.
It's just misogynistic and, you know, just over the top and disgusting.
It is.
And you can't imagine. I can never imagine a presidential candidate or a former president going anywhere close to this kind of garbage. Throwing
it's
it out
outrageous,
there.
Outrageous, isn't it? Not only that, CNN then had this interesting guess. It was Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
Okay.
And she was asked about these obscene posts. Let's hear her comment. This is cut 186.
The social media content reposted by the Republican nominee in the last 36 hours. How do you explain it? How do you explain why he is reposting content from QAnon and this misogynistic content?
Again, I will say I have not spoken to President Trump about that content this morning, and I don't think Americans are concerned with social media posts. But you said misogynistic. I assume you're also going to say that the posts were demeaning to women. I think what's demeaning to women is what has been allowed to happen over the last 4 years.
Well, look, I think the voters can care about a number of things. And when there's content being reposted that uses QAnon slogans, and when there are these sexist, misogynistic posts, it's interesting to me that you don't think they're bad. You have no problem with them.
I didn't say that. I said that I don't think voters care. I think that voters care about the. I said I care about what's happening to our country right now. I care about the fact that as a new mother, baby formula is 30% higher and costs more than it did under President Trump.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. Carolyn Leavitt from the Trump campaign.
That's it. See you later.
Not going to answer.
Not answer. Well, I didn't talk to the president about that post.
Yeah, my favorite comment out of that, well, there's a lot of good and weird stuff in there, but her saying that Americans don't care about social media posts.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Trump has his own Truth Social. So, no one cares about that. Just an amazing story.
It is.
That took off and really hit the fan yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just unexplainable that you could treat individuals like this, your competitor, another presidential candidate, and to make these kinds of comments, you know, without even thinking, obviously he's not thinking anymore, you know, goes to Arlington and claims he doesn't know anything about the ad that his campaign put on TikTok. It's treating people like they're really idiots.
Well, and the campaign doesn't seem to have any control over what he does when he goes out there. They can't control him. He's out of control. They can't control him. They say stick to the teleprompter. Talk about the economy. Talk about inflation. Whatever, the border. He can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't do it. Yeah. He just won't.
So they're running out of ideas. I mean, they really can't come up with things to nail Tim Walz about or Kamala, except, you know, they're thinking, well, you changed your mind. But again, Dems, liberals, and progressives get to change their minds because they're open to new ideas and science and progress. That's why we can change our minds. It's something we do and they don't do. So they're trying to find a way to lessen the black vote out there, because Kamala is appealing to that crowd now, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a new ad campaign from Building America's Future and Americans for Consumer Protection, which obviously, you know, it's the right-wing groups. They're just the opposite of what they say they are. And they're saying that Kamala Harris and D.C. Democrats are coming after your, and this is it, menthol cigarettes.
What?
Yeah, this is the ad. Listen.
Coming after your menthol cigarettes
are bringing. Can you imagine this being an important issue? Let's hear it.
While you're focused on paying rent, buying groceries, putting gas in your car, Washington Democrats are coming after your menthol cigarettes. Yeah, you heard that right. Instead of solving the problems that matter to you, Kamala Harris and D.C. Democrats are coming after your menthol cigarettes.
Wow.
We got bigger problems to deal with. Tell Democrats to focus on what matters and stop trying to ban menthol cigarettes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Brought to us by the Menthol Cigarette Association of America.
I mean, what could matter more than getting cancer from smoking cigarettes, right?
Jeez.
Let's focus on the real stuff, okay? Crazy. Putting gas in your car, not cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So buying cigarettes while having a hard time affording rent, groceries, and putting gas in your car. That's the focus. That's the mega focus in this particular instance. And by the way, this does solve a problem that matters to you. Menthol leaves a cool feeling when you smoke, and that results in increased rates of smoking, lung cancer, and heart disease, and stroke among black Americans. The proposed ban, by the way, on menthol cigarettes is still under review. So it has not been finalized and is not in effect yet.
Yeah. I remember I smoked cigarettes, you know, later high school years and college years for a while. And then and I smoked Kools, which were menthols, and then switched over to Newports for a while. And then I finally quit.
Yeah.
But menthol does have more of an addiction factor to it.
You drew harder because it was cooler.
Yeah. It felt really cool going down your throat and into your lungs.
So you got more nicotine and more smoke in your lungs.
Yeah.
So increased the problem of cancer. In black Americans. So, and get this, when the ban was announced in 2023, it took just days for a new non-menthol cigarette to appear in the stores. So this is out there now.
Wow.
They're anticipating the ban on menthol cigarettes. So they've already got another non-menthol cigarette.
Yeah.
The packaging resembled that of the popular menthol brands and uses similar descriptions like cool and fresh, known as, and this is the chemical, WS3, synthetic coolant.
Excellent. 19 minutes past the hour, the John and Gordy Show rolls on for a Friday. WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low? Oh.
That's the official weather jingle.
Yeah.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattress. They got a big Labor Day sale going on. Check it out. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Time to welcome in Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, to give us the update on what we can expect in the Labor Day holiday weekend. Yeah. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Woohoo! It's Friday.
I know.
Holiday.
Yes. Imagine, that's unbelievable. Finally, right?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, boy.
We made it.
We had some pretty good thunderstorms overnight that kind of rolled through Madison, and some wet pavement this morning, and maybe a shower or two along the way today, right? What are we looking at?
So it looks like you guys picked up a good inch of rain overnight, so a hefty chunk of precip there. But as we go through the rest of this morning, maybe a few more spotty showers here, really winding down, though, by 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Maybe we'll see a sprinkle again before noon, but after lunch, the chances are gone. That's when the dry air moves on in, and of course, we're just going to stay dry for the rest of the weekend, honestly. So it's just bright, beautiful, perfect timing for a high pressure to set up and hold right here.
So what you're saying, it sounds like good news for John Peterson, because he's all very concerned about the dew point. What are we? What's our dew point prediction here?
Yeah.
What's happening with the dew point and the humidity?
Please.
Yeah.
Still a little sticky out there this morning. Wow. I know. But like I said, this afternoon, those winds are shifting. It's going to start to move on out of here. So today's the last day of a little bit of mugginess. High is at about 83 degrees for you. And I'm sorry, 78 degrees for you today. Tomorrow it's going to be 83, but we're not going to have that humidity.
All right, dry heat. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And you got big plans for the Labor Day weekend. You're camping again, I imagine.
Risk-taking, I would assume, right? You know.
All of the above. That's what
course,
I have to do.
Of course you do.
Yeah, definitely cool. Taking the pop-up camper out once again. You have to do it. The unofficial end to summer. Even though I use that thing a bunch in the fall. The fall colors, camping, bonfires, you know what I mean?
But you know, I mean, you know, we're hearing about the West Nile virus now. The mosquitoes are carriers of it. And you're going to go out into the wilderness and take your chances again. I mean, this is just, you're so reckless.
You are a risk taker,
I get the high percentage of DEET mosquito repellent.
Yes,
that's the way to go.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Very good, Brittany. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you.
Big long weekend.
Three-day weekend.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday, right?
All right.
Yes. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Brittany. All right. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Also, we had a special edition of the John and Gordy Family Show.
Labor Day Monday,
Labor Day. We put this thing together.
Yeah.
We're going back in time to the old coffee shops, the Beatnik era.
Yes, that's right.
It's going to be a Word Jazz Fest.
Yes. We're going to have some Ken Nordine and some very cool stuff. So tune in Labor Day Monday.
Lessons on being cool and uncool.
Yes.
God,
it's very important.
Help
stuff.
Us all.
Yeah. Hey, Tuesday, September 17th, it's coming up. That's National Voter Registration Day. We have a day. I know it's like it's on the National Day calendar, too, I think. Voter Registration Day. Just a reminder that to get registered, and you can go to myvote.wi.gov and check out your status. And, of course, everybody's getting ready for the general election Tuesday, November 5th. So be a voter. Get registered. Okay?
All right. Well, that sounds terrific. Yeah.
You're all registered, I know.
Well, you can go I am.
By the way, you can go to the DMV, right?
Yes.
Division of Motor Vehicles.
Yes.
You can register right there, and it's fast. You can get in. There's somebody to help you. Get on the computer.
Not like Texas, where they have three-month waiting periods.
Is that right?
To get in.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
All right.
If you're living downtown as well, where all the leases end mid-August, and you were registered to vote,
right?
You need to switch your address if you moved. I just had to do that like a week ago when I moved.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
You got it all taken care of.
It's a good reminder.
All taken care of.
Good
deal. Easy peasy, online.
I bring it up again a number of times, okay, because we can't remember anything here. we're senior citizens.
That's right. Coming up in a few minutes, we have Rocker right around the corner with a Max Inc. preview.
I want to get to something real quick here. Trump was in La Crosse yesterday. Devils covered it.
That's right. Speaking of the Devils.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Crute was up there.
Yep.
And he had a
broadcasting live
big announcement yesterday.
Announcement that they're moving on to other things. We're not sure where they're going to end up, but Crute always finds himself a radio station, and
that's
somewhere
right.
along the way he'll probably be back on again.
Yeah, we wish him all the best.
Yeah,
you know, he had a lot to do with putting this place together, and they were
sad
together.
To see him go. I mean, he has been a fixture in this market for so many years.
Yeah,
Things are changing.
Yep. But you can still check out the Devil's Advocates and what they're up to. Their Facebook is still active, and I think they're on X, I believe.
Well, you know, it's funny. My wife mentioned, you know, I said, well, you know, we're always thinking that this is going to be our last day. I mean, we're used to radio, right?
And right.
This is the radio business.
It is.
And she said, you know what? You guys could still do a podcast together and stream your
Should
program.
That happen, yeah. Well, and that's
we're just thinking it can happen.
It's Friday,
at any time,
you know,
anywhere,
it's early.
Right? Yeah. No one's come in.
How many times have we been fired on Fridays?
So I mean, many
pretty
times.
Much every place we ever worked.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready. Anyway,
did you have something to add, Sam?
I forget what I was going to say.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
Well,
he's thinking, what would I do if these guys go? Where am I going to be?
All right. We've got a couple of clips from Trump's La Crosse town hall that he didn't know was going to be a town hall. Tulsi Gabbard was the host of that. She dreams of being a talk show host someday. She is so bad.
Yeah, Trump thought he was just doing a regular campaign stop.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was a town hall. That's what he said.
Now he's thinking that, you know, if he can just change his position on a few things for women, everything will be okay. So he's coming out for IVF. Can you imagine that? Let's listen to this. Cut number one.
And I've been seeing a lot of IVF, and I kept hearing that I'm against it, and I'm actually very much for it. In fact, in Alabama, where a judge ruled against it, and I countered the judge and came out with a very strong statement for it, and the Alabama...
You were very quick in your response to that.
I was, but they were too. They were amazing. The legislature approved virtually my statement. I mean, full IVF, and it has really gone. It's terrific. And I said, so with the tips and with the Social Security, the no taxes on Social Security, I said, maybe for IVF, and I've been looking at it, and what we're going to do is for people that are using IVF, which is fertilization, the government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it, which is going to be great.
And good luck with that. And good luck with that. Don't tell me how those premiums are going to go up because of that. I'd like to hear that. Do we have time for this next cut?
Not quite.
All right. Okay. All right. The other cut was price controls. He was asked that. He went on a little rant, obviously. And they still don't understand the price controls that Kamala is proposing, and that is price gouging controls, not controlling the price and telling companies to lower their prices. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. But they still don't get that message, and they think their audience is going to buy into this ridiculous price control topic.
At least so. Yeah. It is 7:29. Coming up, Rocker with a Max Inc. preview on the John and Gordy Show for this Friday, Labor Day holiday weekend on WMDX.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The upcoming three-day weekend could bring some market volatility. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. We're talking with market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I asked John if traders get antsy for a long holiday weekend just like the rest of us. He put it bluntly, a three-day summer weekend might mean some swings in the market as everyone looks to head out the door.
Very much so. Three-day weekends bring a lot of volatility sometimes because traders don't know exactly what's going to happen in the headline front over, you know, a three-day period. You'll see some money flowing around in terms of position squaring going into that weekend. A lot of times if you have a tough week going into it, they'll square things up and not even be here on Friday. Things can get very choppy. So three-day weekends just takes a little bit of risk sometimes because you just don't know what's going to happen over the news over a three-day period.
John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Tractor Supply Company and the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation have teamed up again for the Paper Clover campaign. For every $1 paper clover sold at a Wisconsin Tractor Supply, 90 cents comes to the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation. The other dime supports the National 4-H Council. When can you start buying clovers? The campaign runs October 2nd through the 13th. In other news, the Wisconsin Farmers Union is hosting harvest-themed meals around the state. You are invited to enjoy local food from popular area chefs. The first harvest dinner is September 7th in northern Wisconsin in Spooner. You can look at the entire calendar and find tickets at wisconsinfarmersunion.com. I know it's Friday, but that doesn't mean that the farm and agribusiness news has to stop here. You can follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com around the clock for all of your farm news needs and download our app at thefarmwi.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
I wanna rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gorney Family Show. And
time to rock.
It is time to rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, I was
we missed you last week.
Yeah,
I was up in Door County.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You know, a lot of relaxation, a lot of lake time, and a lot of restaurants.
Yeah,
you know,
isn't that cool?
All your favorite restaurants, every
breweries.
Oh yeah,
you go to some breweries up there.
I didn't hit any breweries this time. It was a little more relaxing than that. Yeah. Even, but you know, went lots of cherry pie.
Yeah,
the place to go for cherry pie.
I found cherry chutney. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
we picked up some cherry chutney.
Yeah,
wow.
So
that's
I mean, it's just such a fun place. And yeah, they're having a blues fest up there while I was up there, and saw some of the people that we had right on our show in the Devil in the Live in the Lair.
You know, it's about this time of the year. I remember went up there once and they had a chili bake off.
Oh yeah,
in Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah,
attended that wonderful event. But they also, you know, they have so many different things going on up there all at once. And and if you go to some of the apple orchards, or the air cherry orchards for that matter, they have these barns, and you walk in and they have all their goods and jarred canned stuff.
Yeah.
But they also have Johnny Appleseed, a fake Johnny Appleseed.
What?
It's a projection.
Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, yeah. They have a projection of this guy's face, and they put it on a mannequin head, a styrofoam white mannequin head. It's projected on there, and it looks like this guy is in this barn behind some bales of hay, and he's talking to you, and he's telling you the story of Johnny Appleseed and how all these orchards up there in Door County are because of him. And it's a great,
pretty strange.
It's, you know, it's so surreal, it's bizarre. Okay, so
I did not go to that orchard.
You missed that orchard.
I did not, but I went to the one with lots of free samples. So
that's better. That's better.
Excellent. Well, what's happening on Max Inc. Radio this weekend?
Well, Max Inc. Let's Radio coming up, Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, and Sundays is our repeat show, 6 p.m. to midnight. And, of course, you can get the podcast and all the interviews at civicmedia.us. So there are a lot of ways to listen. Local music and throwbacks this week, Ross Warner. We're going to be talking to him about a new Cheap Trick book that's coming out.
Oh, really?
A Cheap Trick book. And another biography.
Okay,
cool. And in the Lair this weekend, Phil Tittle. He's coming out from Grafton, Wisconsin. He's a kind of a singer-songwriter duo with a little percussion, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Jimmy Kay and Terry Barr are off this week, so I'm in the studio with Sam Davison. He's going to be producing Max Inc. Radio this week.
He is so busy, doesn't want to take a day off.
I'm chained to the desk, John, remember?
Oh, that's right. Sorry, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, you know, you guys, the MAMA Awards, the Madison Area Music Association, the MAMA Awards for 2024 are coming up Sunday, October 20th at 7 p.m. That's going to be at the High Noon Saloon this year.
All right.
So this is their big kind of comeback event. They really kind of suffered from the COVID lockdowns, and now they're kind of getting back to their public award ceremonies.
Good.
So the red carpet starts at 5:30 over there at the High Noon Saloon, and the lineup of performers includes Marcus Porter, Cruisin' Round, The Earthlings, Angela Puerta, Mickey Sunshine, Blythe Gamble, and the Rolling Dice, and more. And there might be even a few surprises. So we'll have to see. The final round of voting is open now and closes September 5th. But, you know,
that's going on, Sunday, vote? October 20th.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Sunday, October 20th. And then the 5th is when the final round of voting is done at themamas.org. And, you know, there's a couple things you can vote for that are right here related to either Rock or Civic Media or Atwood Fest.
Okay.
So Atwood Fest is actually up for Venue of the Year for festivals.
I believe it should be.
I believe it.
A lot of work went into that. And it looked fantastic. We had a great time there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Atwood Fest, that's a good one. Radio Station is MaxSync Radio. So we're up for Radio Station of the Year.
Good.
And, you know, we're going up against actual FM transmitted radio stations, so that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
On-air personality. So this year is actually a contest between Terry, me, and Jimmy K. We're all nominated for finalists, so I guess we'll find out who's the most popular Max Anchor, right?
Wow. Rivalry.
Yeah, right. You know, it was just like that one that John and Gordy, like, which one don't you like the most?
That's right, yeah. That was a good poll.
I'm actually up for a drum kit. Drummer of the year, so
excellent. You should be.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. That's pretty fun. So, haven't ever had that before.
The Mamas.
So we'll try it.
Up October 20th.
Well, okay. Let's get to what's going on around actually Madison this weekend, mm-hmm. since it is a holiday weekend. I wanted mm-hmm. to tell you about Jed and Company. They're kind of a brand new Grateful Dead tribute band that includes members of Lacking Some Direction, Fringe Character, Del Mar, and the new Speedway Players. So they're high energy jams, experimental set lists, soulful vocals, and fresh takes on the Grateful Dead catalog. They're going to be tonight, August 30th at 8 p.m. at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. So if you're into seeing some Dead, that would be a fun show to go to.
What are you looking at?
Well, you know.
We always mention that.
I know
your turn.
John, you're a big deadhead. I know that.
Yeah. Well, no, I like a few songs, but, you know, I can't handle their long instrumentation and their self-indulgence.
But you like bluegrass.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
And that Americana. Has extremely long instrumentations, I would say.
Yes. Well, that's true, but, you know. And now there are fresh takes on these long instrumentations.
Yes.
I'm just saying, wow, can't wait for that.
And that is tonight. You can wait for just a little bit longer.
Okay,
8 p.m.
great.
August
Man,
30th.
I'll be there.
And the Burr Oak, again, excellent venue.
Oh,
I love that place.
Can't find it, but it's an excellent venue.
Close and personal. Okay. Nate Gibson and the Stardazers is tonight, Friday, August 30th. And I know you like this one, John.
Yeah.
That's 5:30 to 7:30 at the High Noon Saloon. Mm. And that's going to be on the patio. I don't know if you've been out on their patio at the High Noon Saloon.
That's free.
That's right. No cover.
Okay.
And super fun to go out there. Nate, he moved here to take a position at the University of Wisconsin. We kind of talked about him before. Mm-hmm. So he's really into the archives and old music. And so to see him play these songs is a real neat experience. Let's listen to a little bit of Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. This is Hot Time in Nashville.
All right.
Get out of my way. I can't be late. I gotta be down south tonight. Yeah, cause my gal wrote and she said, Nate, get on that boat. We got us a hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, we'll see that terrain. It's coming round the bend. Hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, here I stand with a mose right in my hand. Hot time in Nashville tonight. But get out of my way. I can be late. I got a bit out south tonight. Yeah, come my gal wrote and she said, Nate, get on that boat. We got a hot time in Nashville tonight. Oh, bring it out, Dee.
Well, picking nice. And grinning there, man.
I'll expect to see you there tonight, John.
That is a great, great instrument. Well, I mean, you know, listen to that guy. The slide guitar, right?
Yeah.
Guitar, no. It's just regular guitar.
No.
It's not a slide guitar.
It could be.
Well, they call it a dobro, right?
That, okay, never mind. We'll talk about it after the show. It's a big difference.
We'll have it debate. September 7th. All right.
And you're the guy that gave me a banjo guitar.
I did.
Yes.
Yes. That's a completely different thing.
A bang guitar.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Hey, moving on.
Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. He's coming up tomorrow, August 31st. Or that's Sunday, right? August 31st.
Yep, it is.
6 to 9 p.m. No cover. This is going to be at the Tiranina Brewing Company out in Lake Mills, which is a lot of fun out there. And you get to drink the beer fresh, right? Mm. Unwavering blues, soul, roots, and rock through prism of emotional authenticity. That's what Aaron Williams is. Crawfish Junction is the food truck that night. Bring a picnic blanket or lawn chair if you want to get a guaranteed seat. I thought I'd bring in a little Aaron Williams right now, and this is one maybe we haven't heard. This is Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. This is Ramblin'.
I got the rambling wings. You tease me all night long. I ain't got no time, babe. I ain't got no time. I ain't got no time, babe. I ain't got no time.
Aaron Williams, huh? And the Hoodoo. Ramblin'.
Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. Of course, he's the son of Cadillac Joe Williams. People might remember from back in the 80s and 90s.
Have you been out at the Tiranina Brewing Company at all?
Yes.
Okay. And you say bring a blanket or a chair for guaranteed.
Yeah, they
kind
of have an outdoor area where they have a lawn.
Okay.
And so people can...
Like a beer garden-y...
Yeah, beer garden, exactly. Mm, yeah, okay. Pull up the food truck. Yeah. So it's kind of an outdoor...
Yeah, that's great.
You know, an outdoor event.
All right.
Take a tour while you're there. A lot of fun.
Okay.
Fat Function. We always talk about those guys, and they're coming up Saturday, August 31st, 7 p.m. at the Memorial Union Terrace. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a better place to go see Fat Function than at the Memorial Union Terrace. Mm-hmm. Fat Function, they're welcoming students back to Madison, the Wisconsin Welcome. It's at the Memorial Union Terrace. Fat Function are former UW students, and you know, they have over 15 million streams on Spotify.
Wow.
They've toured internationally. And now they've come back, and they're making a great comeback. They're bringing their infectious brand of funk, R&B, and hip-hop to Memorial Union Terrace. It's a free show. Let's listen to, this one's called Knocking Them Down. This is Fat Function.
When the clock strikes, it'll be leave, I'll be leaving. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, because it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes, going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues, set them up, cause tonight, they'll be knocking them down, gonna party like tomorrow may never come, tonight we're gonna party till the party's done.
I think they're going to have a big lake plunge, too, right after that song.
Everybody's going to be so excited. They're going to be so hot from dancing. Boom. Yep. And they're going to be looking for styrofoam boats. No.
Yeah, they are so tight. And that horn section.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable is right. And to go see them at the Union.
Yeah.
And if it's some good weather.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more song yet? Or?
Yeah, we got plenty of time, man. For you, Rocker.
Yeah. Thank
Take
you,
it
sir.
And run with it.
Yeah. The Jimmies.
Yeah.
You guys know the Jimmies.
Yes.
Monday, September 2nd. So that's coming up at the Eastside Club on Monona Drive. That's along the shores of Lake Monona there. They have a tiki bar.
I love those.
For those who don't know the Jimmies already, they're a 7-piece funky blues band featuring Hammond B3 organ of Jimmy Vaguely, plus the legendary blues guitarist Perry Weber, drummer Chris Sandoval from the Tommy Castro band.
Oh, wow.
And they have, you know, a full horn section as well. Okay. So Great band. Let's listen to a song. This is one that maybe we haven't heard here, too. This is the Jimmies. This is Grim Reaper.
Keep messing around, send you to an early grave.
WMDX.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states as this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
I ain't afraid of a little sin.
FM and 1580 on your AM radio dial. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, we're here with Rocker. 73 degrees, highs today in the upper 70s or low 80s. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. They got a Labor Day sale going on, too. You can find them on Madison's east and west side or online at verlo.com. And we're right back with Rocker here with some more Max Inc. music.
And that was the Jimmies that were coming back in.
Yeah,
right?
Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
They're fun. Yeah. That's going to be a good show. And, of course, that's happening at September 2nd, East Side Club.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk about Totally Rad Vintage Fest quick. It's it's coming up Saturday, September 21st, 10 to 5 at the Alliant Energy Center. So vendors are specializing in iconic clothing and accessories from the 80s, 90s, and Y2K eras, and also offering a diverse selection of records, toys, video games, home goods, and all the kind of ultimate nostalgic shopping experience for you. Vintage vendors, and they also have a free play vintage arcade.
All right.
And a Rad Rewind Museum. That's hard to say.
Rad Rewind.
What is that? It's just going to be a curated thing where, you know, somebody basically has collected, you know, all kinds of things that nobody wants anymore and turn them into a museum probably, right?
I like the idea of the free play vintage arcade.
That's good.
If they have Galaga, I'm there.
Yeah, no doubt. Missile Command.
Oh, man.
Asteroids.
Come on. Yes. My era.
I'm looking at two guys that wasted a lot of money in video games.
Oh, man. Yeah, the rolls of quarters.
A lot of quarters. Yeah.
Sixth annual Respect, a celebration of women in music. That's Saturday, September 7th at 8 p.m. That's an all-ages show at the Majestic Theater on King Street. And so they do this every year where they get local women in the music scene to do these really classic artists. And this year it's featuring the Big Payback as the backing band hosted by Beth Killey.
Oh, sure.
Raquel Ailman's going to be doing some songs. Molly Fish, all kinds of Shondell Marks, Maggie Shays. They're going to be doing all kinds of music from like Tina Turner, Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, Heart, you know, Chaka Khan, Bjork, all kinds of different stuff. So that's a really good thing. But I thought I would bring in some Big Payback. hear what they're like.
All right.
Let's hear some Big Payback. This song is called Running with Fire.
Sounds wild. This celebration of women in music. Maggie Shays singing music made famous by Bjork.
Yeah,
right.
Love to hear that one.
Yeah, that'll be good. There's a bunch of really good stuff. Patsy Cline. Actually, yes. That's Shondell Martin.
Yeah, she's going to
be doing Patsy Cline.
That's right.
Yeah. That'll be pretty fun.
She's excellent.
Yeah. Etta James. There's a girl doing Etta James.
Cassidy Wilson and Hart.
Cassidy Lund doing Etta James.
Anitra Havelson, right?
Yes, that sounds correct. And Summer Westenberg singing the music made famous by Debbie Harry and Blondie.
Carissa doing music by Tina Turner.
Okay.
Wow. To see that.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That's good. So that's Saturday, September 7th at the Majestic.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Now, what do you got here?
You know, there's another thing coming up. It sounds a long ways off. But at the Overture Center, sometimes you got to get your tickets early. And I think you got to get early tickets this. Yeah. Star Wars, A New Hope. It's done. So it's the first movie, right, that ever came out in the 70s by Star Wars. So it's original, the purest. Go to listen to this, which is Saturday, February 22nd at the Overture Center for the Arts. What they're going to do is they're going to play all the music. You know, from Star Wars with the symphony right there, which is just an amazing experience. They come around every now and then. Mm-hmm. And this is another one that seems like, you know, better get tickets early.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's in February?
That's February in February 22nd at the Overture Center for the Arts here in Madison, the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
That would be great, man.
That would be fantastic. A lot of fun. Maybe Bill Murray singing some of the songs from that Star Wars movie.
Well, and a great part of these things always, right, is all the cosplayers that show up, get the 501, the 501st in here, all the stormtroopers, and, you know, a couple Darth Vaders, I'm sure there'll be some good stuff. Maybe even a Boba Fett, right?
I know the Boba Fett is just like the weirdest character. And they made a series on Disney Plus, which was a disaster.
Usually when you go to the Overture, you see a couple people in regular clothes, a couple people dressed up a little bit.
Suits and ties.
But I've never thought about seeing cosplayers over there
filling
up the hall.
Anything Star Wars, they're going to show up. There's the 501st, and then there's, the Legion from the Empire, and they're like official cosplayers. And so when they have events, a lot of times,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, the 501st. Yeah, well, and it's really, I'm a cosplayer too, but I have my own character. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing about the Star Wars, the official ones, is you have to be 100%. Like, you cannot
down to the
deviate,
finest
right?
Detail.
Yes, you have to be purist to do it. And they'll call up the 501st and say, hey, show up with, the Emperor, Darth Vader, and all the, stormtroopers. And it's always a crazy sight. It's insane.
Wow, I'd love to see that.
I don't know if they're coming to this but that's a common thing
nice
in the Star Wars world.
It's nice to know they're out
world.
There, I mean, just to take up, any kind of emergency that we have.
You have to submit your own pictures, right? Professional pictures.
Yeah.
And then if you're accepted, then they make you an actual, physical, a card, a little baseball card or something.
Yeah.
And then you have, a name and you're an official.
I had no idea.
Yeah, of the,
I think Trump has a card like that.
Is that right?
NFT, right? Yeah, maybe that's what they should move to, is NFTs.
Yeah,
right? Cryptocurrency and stuff, what I mean? Let's do it,
Crazy?
Why not?
You got rid of that Lucas guy,
Yeah.
Rocker, thanks for being with us. Have a good weekend, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Labor Day weekend. You got big plans?
Just hanging around. We got the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Radio and fantasy football.
Good
the
deal.
Draft.
All right. Have a good weekend, and that's going to do it. Labor Day, right. We have our John and Gordy special.
Right.
Yep. How to be cool.
How to be cool in a beatnik sort of way.
Yeah.
How to enter the cool zone.
That's it. That'll do it for us for this Friday. We hope you have a happy and safe holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're talking about Labor Day plans. We're talking about your favorite records. We're talking about your favorite movies. And are you excited about Oasis reuniting? Comment, call, text, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.